And on the subject of swimming, kind of, keeping your head above financial waters is often tricky. Here's critic David Kippen with a review of David Demby's new book, American Sucker, in which the author finds himself slipping under.
Poor David Demby is the Penelope Gilliatt of the 21st century. Remember Penelope Gilliatt? She used to alternate movie reviews in The New Yorker with the legendary Pauline Kael, 6 months on, 6 months off. Each week, hundreds of thousands of readers would open their New Yorkers, see Gilliatt's name in the table of contents, and think, maybe I'll start with the cartoons. Well, it's the same with Denby, who, notwithstanding his thoughtful style and encyclopedic knowledge of film, has the misfortune to share the New Yorker job with Anthony Lane, who is neither as contemplative nor as knowledgeable as Denby, but who happens to be one of the funnier writers alive. For Denby, even at one of the best magazines in the country, second best has to hurt. As we learn from Denby's new book, American Sucker, hidden resentment of Anthony Lane is the least of his problems. When this account of Denby's misadventures in the stock market opens in the year 2000, Denby's wife has left him for a woman. His good sense promptly follows her right out the door. He begins spending massive amounts of time staring at pornography online and financial news on television. Unfortunately, while Denby is far too well-behaved to pick up a couple of hookers and reenact his sexual fantasies, he thinks nothing of sinking his nest egg into the NASDAQ and trying to live out his financial ones. He doesn't want the moon, just a tidy $1 million to buy out his wife's half of their Manhattan apartment. Is that asking so much? Well, yeah, and at any other time than during the dot-com bubble, a smart guy like Denby would have known it. So we watch in horror as he befriends stock analysts from Merrill Lynch and his portfolio drops, and he pals around with the CEO of ImClone and his portfolio drops a little more. By the end, Denby and most of his new friends have wound up either insolvent or indicted. American Sucker is an intelligent, if slightly evasive, book. Denby quotes his own besotted review of Julia Roberts in a push-up bra circa Erin Brockovich, but he misses this and other obvious chances to correlate what he found at the movies with what was missing from his life. And it can't have been comfortable for a middle-aged man to own up to his own brief porn addiction, but Denby stays pretty demure when describing the subject. Unlike, say, Philip Roth in Portnoy's Complaint, Denby keeps both hands in view the whole time. The result is less gross than Roth, but also a lot less fun. Ultimately, though, Denby's writing is the literary equivalent of a treasury bond. It's not the most exciting buy, but it delivers a guaranteed, steady rate of return. And, thanks to Denby's gift for clear explanation, readers will learn a lot more about Wall Street than if Anthony Lane had bet the farm on tech stocks.
David Kippen is the book critic of the San Francisco Chronicle. The book is American Sucker by David Denby.